Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries, Madhya Lila 12, the cleansing of the Gundacha temple. In his Amrita Pravaha Bhasha, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarizes this chapter as follows. The king of Orisha, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, tried his best to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Nityananda Prabhu and the other devotees informed Lord Chaitanya about the king's desire, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not agree to see the king. And so at that time, Sri Nityananda Prabhu devised a plan, arranging for a piece of Lord Chaitanya's outward garment to the king. The next day, when Ramananda Roy again entreated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to see the king, Lord Chaitanya, denying his request, then asked Ramananda Roy to bring the king's son before him. The prince visited Lord Chaitanya like a Vaishnava, and this awakened in Lord Chaitanya the remembrance of Krishna. Thus Mahaprabhu delivered the son of Maharaj Prataparudra. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed the Gundicha temple before the Ratayatra ceremony took place. Lord Chaitanya then took bath at Indradyumna Lake and partook of prasadam in a garden nearby. And while Lord Chaitanya washed the temple of Gundicha, a Gaudiya Vaishnava washed the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and drank the water. So this incident is very significant, for it awoke within the devotee ecstatic love of God. Then the son of Advaita Prabhu, who was named Gopal, fainted during kirtan, and when Gopal did not come to his senses, Lord Chaitanya favored Gopal by awakening him. And there was also some humorous talk between Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu during prasadam. Advaita Prabhu said that Nityananda was unknown to anyone and that it was not the duty of a householder brahmana to accept dinner with a person unknown in society. And in answer to this humorous statement, Sri Nityananda Prabhu replied that Advaita Acharya was a monist, and that one could not know how Nitai's mind could be turned by eating with such an impersonalist. The conversation of these two Prabhus, Nityananda and Advaita, carried a deep meaning that only an intelligent man can understand. After all the Vaishnavas finished their luncheon, Swarup Damodara and others took their prasadam within the room. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took great pleasure when he saw the Jagannath deity after the period of the deity's retirement. At that time, Lord Chaitanya was accompanied by all the devotees, and all of them were very pleased. Sri Gundacha Mandiram Atma Vrindai Sammarja Yangsha Lanata Sagaura Svachitta Vachitalam Ujvalancha Krishno Pave Shau Payikang Chakara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the Gundicha temple along with his devotees and associates. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya made it as cool and bright as his own heart. And thus, Mahaprabhu made the temple a befitting place for Lord Sri Krishna to sit. Jaya Jaya Gora Chandra Jaya Nityananda Jayadvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Gora Chandra. All glories to Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Srivasadi Gora Bhakta Gana Shakti Deha Kari Jaina Chaitanya Varnana. All glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, headed by Srivas Thakur. I beg their power so that I can properly describe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Recorded October 25, Govardhan Puja Day, 2022, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Namaste Sudhamne Puradipti Dhamne Tvadiyo Durayata Vishvasya Dhamne Namo Radhikaya Tvadiya Priyaya Namo Nanta Leelaya Devaya Tubhyam Namaste Stu Dhamne, Spuraditi Dhamne, Svadiyodhrayata Vishvasya Dhamne, Namo Radhikayai, Svadiya Priyayai, Namo Nanta Leelaya, Devaya Tubhyam. Namaste Stu Dhamne, Svuradipti Dhamne, Tvadiyodharayata Vishvasya Dhamne, Namo Radhikayai Tvadiya Priyayai, Namo Nanta Leelaya Devaya Tubhyam. Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kalindi Yamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan O Lord Damodar, obeisances unto you, obeisances unto the rope tied around your waist, obeisances unto your splendorously effulgent abode, obeisances unto your splendorous belly, which is the shelter of the entire universe, obeisances unto Sri Radhika, your most beloved, obeisances unto your limitless sportive pastimes. Obeisances unto your transcendental nature. Obeisances unto you, Lord Sri Krishna. Completed October 25th, 2022, Govardhan Puja Day. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.